Are you interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity related diseases and disorders and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.
Say goodbye to restrictive weight loss methods and hello to Iveem, the number one prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s curb cravings, stabilize blood sugar, increase energy, and balance A1C levels to regulate your body and kickstart your weight loss journey. Iveem is committed to making medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and customized, because we believe that's how it should be. Sign up for free and get 20% off our accessibility programs.
Introducing Peptide Vite. It's the first daily natural vitamin to help support a reduction in the major side effects of GLP-1s. Peptide Vite supports fatigue, nausea, GI side effects, and promotes better metabolism. It is third-party tested, made in the USA, in an FDA-certified facility. Peptide Vite is a game-changer all-in-one daily supplement. Pharmacist and physician formulated to be safe and effective. Use code PLUS20 for 20% off at zennutrients.com.
It's time for a change rooted in lasting, evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
Have any trouble navigating coping skills in your life where you use food, alcohol, or other drugs, shopping, gambling, sex, or if you are obese and you're wondering what medical solutions are available to you, or if you have children that are overweight and you're wondering what to do about it, I highly recommend that you listen to my new podcast, The Easy Way Out with Dr. Joy Bracey. I've lost 165 pounds over the last 16 months, and it's been an emotional journey more than anything. Easy Way Out started as a podcast about whether or not I should have weight loss surgery to handle my chronic obesity, but it ended up in places I did not expect. My personal favorite episode is Shut Up Fatty, and it's with my daughter and my son, who are now adults, and we covered what it was like for them to grow up in a fat family and how I handled the fact that they were overweight and what I could have done better as their mom. You'll be tearing up one second and cracking up the next. You can find The Easy Way Out with Dr. Joy Bracey anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Welcome, welcome to the Plus Size Podcast.
Hi.
How are you?
I haven't talked to you on this medium in a little while.
I know, because we took a break from the holidays. And so like, it's weird.
I feel like Frosty the Snowman. Happy birthday.
It's going to be like, I hope, riding a bike, getting back into it for season three. But I'm not going to lie. I feel super awkward.
Oh, really? Oh, no, it's fine.
I'm so used to, like, I feel like I just like focus a lot on TikToks.
Yeah.
Because we had the viral TikTok and, and just like replying to videos for that and all of these and just managing that. And I feel like I've just been behind my phone. And so it's kind of weird being at the computer again. It's not going to lie. But for people that don't know us, we should probably tell people who we are. So my name is Kim, and this is the Plus Size Podcast, if you don't know. And we're born out of a TikTok trend turned movement. And we are trying to let more people know that struggle with obesity, that they are not alone, that it is not their fault, and that there are medications and treatments for them now. And we're just trying to help people and share education with them, you know? And it seems to be working because we're on the third season now. Yay!
Right. Chisel away at that obesity bias.
Yes. Per the name, DMF Kim on Manjaro, I take Manjaro, which is also Zepbound, which has launched. Oh my gosh, Zepbound launched this is new. This is like our first episode where we're going to talk about Zepbound.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So that launched last month. It is now January. That's crazy. And I have lost at this point 99 pounds, which is bizarre. Amazing. It's bizarre, Kat. It's like, it's bizarre. Like it's amazing and I'm thankful. As a matter of fact, for me, it's more the health stuff than it is anything else. It's the physical and the mental health stuff that matters more than anything. But it is bizarre because this is the size I was in high school. That is bizarre. I'm 44. So that's crazy. But the health is good. And that's what matters. The mental, physical.
It is 100%. That's all that matters.
So that's who I am and what I do. And this is the podcast. So Kat, what about you? Who are you? What you
doing? Hey, I'm Kat. Kat Carter. You can find me on TikTok. Kat Carter 7. I am a Libra. I'm just kidding. I'm a Libra. I say this all the time. I'm so cheap.
Hey. Technically, it's been a while, so.
Yeah. But I am on Manjaro. I have been saying it correctly, not like a good old Midwesterner.
Why? I like the old way.
You want to say Manjaro?
I've been taking Manjaro. I love it. I love the old way. Don't like change Manjaro. Things.
Yes. I know. You know what? Speaking of Midwesterners, I have got hooked on Charlie Behrens, who is a comedian. He's from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Does he say his Midwestern comedy is just, it's amazing. Yeah. The Midwest nice jokes. And I feel like, yeah, not everybody gets the humor, but I laugh at it. I think it's
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
But anyway, but on Manjaro, I liken myself on this with this plus size group to be the fitty. I love my fitness, classes. I love my spin classes. I love my weights. I like to sweat and throw the weights around. Throw them around.
I want to see you throw some weight. I'm not gonna lie.
Nope. I've been using a lot of bands. Have not lost as much, but I do want to highlight over this last year. So I've lost 68 pounds and give or take 1 or 2 pounds here and there. But I only lost 8 pounds in the year 2023. However, I dropped between 2 to 3 pant sizes. So it goes without saying that people like to think that if we're on a GLP-1, it's this skinny shot and we're taking the easy way out. I bust my hump. And the weight is not melting all the way off per se, but the inches. Yeah. I know it is from fitness, it is from putting on muscle, but it goes without saying, it's not a skinny shot. It's not a slam dunk. No. we're putting in the work.
I'm not skinny. I'm still plus size.
Right. Me too.
Plus size. Yep. Wow.
So I'm really that's my story.
Good story. Good story. I like it. I just want you to know that as a New Year's resolution this year, for the first time, instead of saying like, I'm going to lose weight, you know what I did? I said, I'm going to add in strength training. I got me a kettlebell. I did. I'm proud of myself. And I got some resistance bands. Now they just got here. I'll let you know how it goes. I might need videos or help because I don't know what I'm doing.
Bands are great.
I'm getting weak and I don't like that. So
bands are great. Bands are great. And you can travel with them. I think I'm going to not get weights anymore. Not in the house. Bands.
No bands in the house or no weights?
No, I mean the other way around. I have bands in the house, but not weights.
Okay. So. Got it. Okay. Anyway, so today we are actually going to have Dr. Joy back with us. If you guys remember from season 2, maybe it was 1. I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Joy was with us and
we've been busy.
Right? Dr. Joy lost, I want to say 100 pounds, or we'll get her to ask more in a minute, but on Mounjaro. And then she also went and had bariatric surgery after that. And it was just such an interesting story. And it was the night before her surgery.
It was.
Yeah. And she came on to the addiction episode with Brenda, which is an amazing episode. If you have not watched it, go watch it. The amount of aha moments in our faces dropping, you and me especially, like, you know. So go back and watch that. But without further ado, we have 2 special guests today. It's going to be more of a roundtable discussion. It might be weird, but I have an editor.
We're going to go with the flow. It's going to be great. We're going to learn a lot.
It's the first time back. Like a bike. Let's do this. Okay. Let's invite in our guest. Interesting.
That's a very good cleaning.
Kat, I think you have a question.
I have lots of questions, Ash, because I know that we did prepare questions, but with just this, it's so
fluid. Great.
Vibing with you guys. There is one question I really, really want to ask. It's been burning. And when I was listening to your podcast, it kind of came up in my head. But we chat with a lot of members in our community that are killing it in other aspects of life, except the issues of the food noise and binge eating disorder. And I can safely say that I know I use food to shrink, to play down and play small. Can both of these outcomes, either like say high achievement or shrinking, be linked to a coping mechanism for the disorders? Do they manifest in those ways?
I think absolutely. I think it can be both. And I know for me, sometimes it was about shrinking and being stuffing. I think Crystal talks about this, like putting something in your mouth, like helps you keep from saying the things that you need to say. For me, I think I'm an overachiever, right? That's how I coped from childhood with any kind of chaos, was to be perfect, right? I had to have all the things, all the achievement had to be there in line for me to feel safe and comfortable in the world. And I was unable to achieve this one thing. Like, you know, for most of my life, I had internalized fat phobia and being thin was like the ultimate goal, but I could never achieve it. And when I got close, I would panic eat and make sure that, you know, that wasn't going to actually happen because of all the other things about being afraid of letting go of that identity and all of that. So for me, that one area of holding myself back felt like my apology to the world. Like, I'm pretty great. You know, I might be in charge of the student council or the cheerleaders or whatever. I might have straight A's and I might be nice and all of that, but I'm fat, so I'm not a threat. Don't worry. You know, you're still better than me. And that sounds like ego. It's really not though. Like it really is like how, as a little girl, I think I felt uncomfortable with positive attention, but also I needed the achievement to feel okay because that's the only kind of control I could exert. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Like to be great at school was how I could like cope with things at home that were beyond my control. And so that came with it attention, but I didn't want that. So being fat, as any overweight woman can tell you, makes you invisible. So it was a mighty comfortable place for me. Don't look this way. It's not all that great. Look, you know, and
yeah.
And then I realized when I was filming and shooting the episodes for The Easy Way Out, the podcast, I realized that my size also was like, it's a cause and effect thing and it goes in reverse. So because of my size, I think I could attribute a lot of my achievement, getting my doctorate, doing a lot of the great things that I've done with my adult life to my size, mm-hmm. because I was like trying to prove my value to the world. Like, yes, I'm fat, but also look, I can still do this and I can raise great children and I can do this, you know, kick butt at this. So I think it all works together and it can kind of go in reverse sometimes. It can be fluid. I think it can go in both directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I would say I've had that experience as well, in terms of the, and it's just like that's another question. Like I have a great career. I mean, even before all this, like it's a whole other level now. But before I had amazing friends, incredible family, beautiful son. People tell me constantly what a wonderful mother I am, like things like that, what a great friend I am, like all these wonderful things. But I literally thought that it didn't matter because I couldn't control my food. Like something so simple, I couldn't do it. No matter what I did, I always would revert back. And it made everything else seem so much less and so much smaller and not as much value, which makes me sad because I have so many blessings, you know, and it makes me sad that I ever thought that way. And then so of course, like once I started taking a GLP-1 and having that realization and then learning from the doctors on the show and on TikTok and understanding the disease more, I've been able to like forgive myself. And through that has come a beautiful shedding of more skin for me, of realizing that I'm capable of even more and feeling really confident about that, you know? And that has been weird, but really rewarding and amazing that I could actually experience that forgiveness. Cause that's a big deal for me, that being able to be like, you know what? I actually think it wasn't my fault and it was okay that I thought that it was, right? It was okay because everything that pointed due north said that it was, right? It wasn't until I felt it, until the food noise was actually gone and I didn't binge eat. I haven't had a binge eating since I would say the second month of the medication. And that was in July of 2022. It just turned off like a switch. So of course it wasn't me, right? I was just a sick person that needed medicine. And so I've been trying to like, you know, I think reconcile that and having other people, because I do still hear so much language around, well, it was my fault. I didn't exercise. Well, it was my fault. I didn't eat right. And I find myself telling, and I'm curious what you guys think about this. I find myself telling people, for me, when people say you have to change your habits, like everybody's different, right? You have to change your bad habits. You have bad eating habits. My bad habits went away. Like they went away. So to me, those were all just symptoms of my disease. So like I didn't want to feel like I had to eat like two hamburgers and French fries and cake and a soda. That all left, you know, and people are like, well, you have to change them. I'm like, but I have, they don't exist. You know what I mean? But there are some people I think that still do have that, but I very much hope that people will have the experience that I had in a way that like, that was all just like the food noise and your body not working right. And I just want people to forgive themselves. I really do. You know,
well, you know, you say about, I was listening to you and I just forgot. The bad habits, I had a bad habit of, it was reverse. Cause Kim and I, we've known each other for a while. I would shrink, and to shrink and play small, then I would binge eat. So I am unhappy about my situation in life, but I'm too heavy. I have, you know, a poor self-concept, so I'm going to go binge. So I think sometimes is it a yin and yang? It's like a seesaw between you and I, Kim. Like I'm working on not playing small anymore. So like
I always tell her no more shrinking, Kat. Like if I feel like I see it, I'm like, no more shrinking. Yeah.
Well, I love that so much. That was what kind of spoke to me when you were talking, Kim, about, well, I was this, I have this career, I have this son. Those are hats you wear. That's not Kim.
Yeah.
So for me, in my life, like, I really started to gain weight in college. I was pretty normal sized up until college. I had a pretty bad breakup. I wanted to disappear. So I focused very much on grades, career, the external things, but I wanted Crystal to disappear. And that's when I started eating, binge eating.
Yeah.
And I did disappear because I put on a lot of weight. And as we've all said, that's what happens in society, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until with some therapy of my own that I decided, you know, well before surgery, truthfully, that I needed to reemerge. Right. Mm. Doesn't matter if I was now a therapist, doesn't matter if now I was in a happy marriage and, you know, monster, all that stuff. I was still lost in there. But that reemerging is, I think, those habits can be broken when we are present, because I think there was such a disconnect between me and my life because I was just feeding myself.
Habits can be broken when we are present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I do think a lot of times this medicine puts us in a place to receive, like, the work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I hear that a lot. I don't know if you guys have seen Michaela's video, if you guys follow Michaela. So Michaela is a makeup influencer on
TikTok. Yeah.
She's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's young, but she struggles with BED, and she had been open about it recently and weight loss, and people were going, ah, she's on Ozempic, and making her feel bad. And I had people tagging me, and they were like, Kim, she needs to see your insulin resistance video, you know? And I'm like, oh, please don't. I messed up that many times, but it's cool. But things like that, because she's young and she doesn't know, but she would say all of those things. I'm doing it the natural way and the right way. And I felt it would be cheating doing it any other way and stuff like that. And like, I felt like everybody wanted to say to her, like, Michaela, try this. But I don't feel that way. I feel like I think everybody has to kind of discover this in its own time. It's kind of hard not to just jump in and help everyone, you know, but the language that she used, about like doing the work with, I guess, Overeaters Anonymous, I guess is probably what she was referring to, like the therapy piece. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say to her, this put me in a place to receive that work. Right. Like I wouldn't have been able to hear it or implement it or any of those things before now, because my body would constantly fight me. Yeah. Right. Which of course then fights my mind and then any of the work that I do. Mm-hmm. Right. So I hope that if anybody hears this, like, that being able to cure your illness, right. Or not cure it, but treat it to the level of remission. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it puts you, and I don't know if you guys have had that, but for me, I've been able to do so, like, mental gymnastics, because I've been like, oh, like, and all these realizations and changes, you know. Have you experienced that either with the medicine, without the medicine, with surgery, anything?
Yeah. So for me, both. And, so yes, having gastric bypass forces you to eat less. Taking GLP-1s forces you to not be able to eat as much or want the same things. And if you don't address the underlying emotional pieces of that, you will pick up something else. You will overspend. You will start drinking alcohol. You will start gambling, whatever, because there's something in us that, what, it's like chicken or egg. What came first? Maybe you had the disease of obesity, you turned to food, and so that gene expression was activated. And so then you have this round robin of turning to food and or binge eating, but also there's the biological piece. And so if you don't figure out, like for me, for example, at weddings, I was always obsessed with the cake. And then I had a lot of shame about how obsessed I was about when are they going to cut that cake and how much of it can I eat and how am I going to sneak two pieces?
Food advice.
Home. Your wedding cake is always so dry. I'm just kidding.
Well, the next day with chocolate.
Yeah, that's the right wedding.
So like, but how can I do that without shame?
Yeah.
And what I learned through this process is that I'm actually just really socially uncomfortable at big gatherings with people that I don't know that well. And so I turned my back on myself completely by saying cake, 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 and to treat the discomfort that I was feeling without ever acknowledging it. But now I know, like in advance, like, you know, I don't really love that. And so unless I really, really love the people that are going to be there and the couple that's getting married and I can take care of myself in the process, then I'm not going. Yeah. And I have no shame in the fact that I turned to food for so long. I only am sad that I turned my back on my true self and my true feelings and needs in favor of quieting it with food. Mm-hmm. I never even let myself acknowledge what was really going on with me. I just, the food, any negative feeling, mm-hmm. I need ice cream.
Mm-hmm. So for me, it was like,
it's both and.
Yeah. What for me, it was like, kind of, before I had surgery, my binge behavior was when my husband would golf on Wednesday nights, I would be unsupervised. Okay. So our kids are all grown. We have a job. So I'd go to the gas station, get a bag of junk food, go to the park where no one could see me, binge on the food, throw it away there. So no one, you know, no trail, pay cash, the whole junkie type behavior, right? And then I had a therapist look at me and go, could you be lonely instead? And I was like, yeah. I live in a very small town. At the time I didn't have a lot of connections. My husband was gone. And I was like, lonely. But I knew that the food would be there for me. Yeah. I knew that my best friend would be there for me, right? Totally. Like I said, I hadn't reemerged yet. I was still
trying to self-medicate.
Yeah. But when my therapist said that to me, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I remembered in my training where they say, you know, the antidote to addiction is connection, right?
Oh, yeah.
And like of all kinds, addiction. And so I set about not just trying to connect with other people in my town, family, whoever, but with myself. And that's when I started to reemerge because I was like, I have lost my fundamental connection to me. Yeah. And it was like right between the eyes.
Wow. That's fascinating. You know, it's interesting about like this whole, the whole idea of transfer addiction, right? Mm-hmm. I for sure thought something like that would happen to me. And I was like, it hasn't and hasn't. Here's the thing. Yes, it has. So I'm addicted to TikTok. And it's not in the way that you think. Mm-hmm. I'm addicted to TikTok because I went and started a business within TikTok because I was becoming an advocate and I was trying to create connection, right? Mm-hmm. And through that, because that's what I do. Like I'm a marketer, right? That's what I do. It turned into this, like, because that's me, right? Business mm-hmm. Kim, right? And so I often try to tell myself, and I'm like, is it okay that I'm doing these things as long as I'm drawing boundaries? Even though I do it, if you look at it a lot, right? As long as I'm drawing boundaries and things like that, is that okay? Is this a negative replacement? Is this a positive replacement? Because now I'm this like advocate and activist. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I've sort of like emerged through this transfer addiction. And I think at first for me, the transfer addiction for it was the connection to others like me. Mm-hmm. Right. And it felt like that was a good thing. And it certainly didn't feel like an addiction, but I've literally morphed that into a podcast, right? Where I surround myself with these people who are like me and I hang out on TikTok all day long. I mean, I have a regular job and kid and family and I make time for all the things, but I do them. I can't decide if it's good or bad. I can't. It's kind of both. I don't know. But like outside looking in, you would look at me like that girl's on TikTok a lot, you know? But I can't decide. I think that's the only other thing that I've drawn into and become kind of obsessed with, to be honest. Like I'm constantly pushing and trying to take it further.
You have to check in with yourself and say, am I avoiding something uncomfortable right now? Am I doing TikTok instead of dealing with the fact that so-and-so was rude to me today or whatever? So that's how you know. That's how you'll know whether it's good or bad. And it could be both. It could be great sometimes for you. And sometimes you use it to avoid hard things.
Well, I think that's what triggered me with Crystal is she said, are you lonely? And I'm trying to think, I feel like pretty much anytime I'm checking in, which is all the time, I think I'm a little lonely and feeling a little lost. And then I go there and I don't feel that way anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but again, that's because I'm surrounded with my community. So I don't know if that's good or bad because community is good, right?
Like,
people ask me in therapy, like, is this a problem? Like, is this this thing I do a problem? I always say, if you or someone close to you might say it's a problem, it might be worth looking at.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not
fair.
Apparently.
No, no, no.
But, you know, it makes total sense.
Yeah. Hubby said, here's what we're going to do. He said, we're just going to draw some boundaries. He's like, you're going to podcast and TikTok, like, full on, full force, Monday through Wednesday. That's TikTok podcast. Anything else is just kind of like fun stuff that you do because you want to, not because you're hoofing it to grow the podcast, right? Or not because you're hoofing it because you're trying to further the cause, right? Mm-hmm. That's Monday through Wednesday. The rest of this, the rest after that, it's you and me and the kid and anything else that we do in our family and going places. And putting those boundaries has helped me significantly feel like there's a definition and my life isn't just TikTok, which is what it did feel like. So I think that that's helped, but I find myself thinking that I feel like other people are probably like thinking that about me.
You're getting screen time assignments.
Basically. Right. I probably need it, to be honest. Like,
I have thought about doing that for myself too, sometimes, especially because when I meant if I'm working and I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. And I'll just pull up my phone. Like, you know, let's be present. So I get it.
Yeah.
And speaking of all of this, I guess we'd be doom scrolling, right? Is trusting ourselves. And Dr. Joy, you said that in your podcast about trusting yourself. It makes it feels like this kind of segues into it all. Trusting ourselves to not soothe ourselves. What are some of the tools that you utilize to ensure that we can be safe and continue to trust and be safe with ourselves?
Yeah, self-trust is, I think for me, it has been one of the top keys to this, because I could not trust myself before because I constantly turn my back on myself by not acknowledging my needs and how I really felt about things and deluding myself and convincing myself I was okay with what was happening or whatever. And just totally turning my back on Joy, the real Joy, whatever she really needed was just not even in the conversation. And, for me, it's about practice. It's about incorporating it in your daily practice. Whenever you think, for example, I know that many of us who lose dramatic amounts of weight, all of us on this podcast, this episode right here,
sure,
part of you is afraid of regain, right? You're thinking,
yes,
oh God, I can never regain the weight. What happens? Like, if you have a bad day, like I had my birthday and like my kids have birthdays after that. So there's just a lot of eating and I'm like, oh God, oh God. But you have to stop yourself and say, I trust myself that if I gain a few pounds because of this or that or whatever, that I'm going to always take care of me. That's it. It's a daily practice. It's reminding yourself anytime fears or doubts creep in, I'm afraid that so-and-so is not going to like me, or that I'm afraid that I'm not going to get this job. You can stop it and say, I trust myself if I don't get this job to figure out and what to do. I trust myself. So it's about practice and daily reminding yourself at every turn. Because that is what it is. You don't arrive at self-trust and then stay there. Yeah. Arrive at self-discovery. You don't arrive at fitness, Kat, as you know.
Right.
Check. You know, it's a daily practice for the rest of your life. So self-trust has to be worked in every day, forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
I would also add self-compassion. I like to use the analogy, like, you would not walk up to a coworker and put a large pizza on her desk and be like, eat that. Right? Like, because you know that would not be good for them. Eat all of it. Eat the whole thing. Right? We have to learn to talk to ourselves and treat ourselves the way that we would treat someone that we love. Right?
Yeah.
So only bringing things to ourselves that are loving, but not restricting and not, you know, like nurturing ourselves. And I think so many times we go to the other side of self-punishment. Well, I'm going to do 20 more of those reps because I got to kick my ass today at the gym. You know, whatever it is, you would not force someone you love to do that. Treat yourself with the same level of compassion and goodwill and kindness. Those are hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I'm absorbing it.
I'm like, wow. It was a super foreign concept to me when it was introduced to me. I was like, I can be nice to myself. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm doing that a lot more now. I feel so much more, I think, confident. And I think that comes back down to like the forgiveness and stuff that we've talked about with Dr. Joy before too. Mm-hmm. It's been better to do when, like, going back to the trust thing, I was just thinking when you were saying that, like me thinking maybe I'm on TikTok too much because I got too many things going on. Right. And then I thought, well, I trusted myself and I went and did the physical, like cleaning the kitchen and mopping the floors and doing the dishes and putting them away and cleaning the sink, like those things. And every time I wanted to go back to my phone, I was like, no, no, this is what we're doing right now. So I think like I was able to make, I think, to disconnect myself and do that, which there were many moments where I thought to myself that I wasn't going to be able to. I was like, I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't just stop. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. I can't just stop. I can't just stop and clean the kitchen. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that was like trusting yourself and being kind to yourself. And those things, even though they seem like a chore, were a different type of motion for my mind and my body. And it was good for me. Right. As opposed to like eating the pizza, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you, I mean, we are intelligent and resourceful enough that we have kept ourselves alive this whole time.
Totally. Right.
Right. Like we are powerful beyond our wildest dreams. Yes. Right. So I don't know why all of a sudden we think we can't trust ourselves. Like,
yeah.
When did we lose it?
Right.
Right.
So true. Yeah. Dr. Rudy on the show, he was on the show a few episodes ago. We're talking about hormones and stuff. And I said, he was talking about like, you know, I think there's a lot of forgiveness that people need to do for their doctors and stuff. Like as long as they're moving forward and realizing they were wrong and trying to treat, you know, like he was talking about that. And part of me was like, I know, but then I also kind of wanted to smack him, like, you know, cause there's a lot of stuff there. You don't just get over it overnight, you know? But he was talking about, I said, you know, I don't believe that there's such a thing as fat and lazy. Every person with obesity I've ever met, once their obesity was treated, they were bad asses. They were badasses. Like they, I don't know how to, like they are capable of so much. And he said, because they have grit, because they had no choice but to have grit and get back up and get back up and get back up. There's something to that. And I think that, you know, I've made some silly TikToks. Like it's a big mistake making fat people better. because we are capable of way more than you imagine, you know,
no more playing small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's one of the things I talked about the podcast. I've said strap two 40 pound, go to the Walmart and pick up a 40 pound bag of dog food. Imagine strapping two to your chest, two to your back and a whole one on your head. That's the amount of extra weight I was carrying around. And now roll over in bed, get up, go exercise, take care of your children, go to work, drive, take a walk, do all the things, get a diet and have dreams for yourself. Live.
Yes. Yes.
Swim with dolphins. We're amazing. Like, I love the former version of myself that was 330 pounds so much because she was so courageous. She did so much all with her feet hurting and with exhaustion. And I didn't even know how hard it was for her until now that I don't have those things. And she's amazing to me. I'm in awe.
Yeah.
And I think that same thing, Kim, when I think about obese women, especially, I can speak to that because I am one. I think we're miracle makers. I think we really make it happen when we have to have grit to make it happen. Yes. We're resilient, amazing people.
Resilient. I agree. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm probably a little bit biased, but I do. I just don't, especially once they've been treated. I just don't, there's no such thing as fat and lazy. There's just, that's just sick people that need medicine. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kat, your last question is a nice way to wrap things up.
Well, you know, it's mind, body, and spirit, where I feel like a lot of us in the GLP-1 and bariatric community definitely have, we have mind, body, and spirit. Basically, we have to address everything, our mental health and our physical health, our physical well-being. So if we are interested and someone listening to this podcast saying, I need to go talk to somebody, where do you start? How do you start? Where do you start?
How do you start?
You know, because and now we have telehealth. There's just so much out there. So
I wonder too, like, and in that moment, because if we could even break it down a little bit finer, what kind of realization do you have to have within yourself to know what kind of help you even need? right? True. I don't know if people really know. I don't know what that is. You know, maybe you guys have some experience.
Well, go ahead, Joy.
No, I was going to say, go ahead, Crystal. You go first.
I know for me, it always makes me laugh when people, not laugh out loud because that would be rude.
Yeah.
When clients come to me and say, I don't want to talk about anything else. I don't want to talk about trauma. I don't want to talk about my childhood. I don't want to talk about my marriage. I only want to talk about my binge eating. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I hate to break it, but we're going to talk about other things, right? Like we can try that. But everything we would be talking about would just be white knuckling it to you know, as much as you can. And then they're disappointed. And then sometimes they don't come back. Sure. I would say that one of the things to understand before you seek someone out is that your life is multifaceted. And the way how you've ended up is based on so many factors that a therapist is going to have to, we're going to have to turn over a lot of rocks. To figure out where that thing is for you, because the thing for me was not the thing for you that flipped that switch for me. Right. Like I said, I wanted to disappear. Maybe it was a different stimulus for you. So go in understanding, we might have to dig up some things and it might get harder before it gets easier. And it might get worse before it gets better, but it will get better and it will get easier and it will make more sense. Once you understand you are a package deal of all of your experiences, right? So like I said, though, it's just so adorable when they're like, nothing else but that. We're only
honestly, though,
about my food addiction. And I'm like,
I totally get it, though, right? Like I've been to therapy a lot, many years now. It's awesome. Like plug for therapy. But I will say, like, when I go to my therapist to this day, I still walk in and I have an agenda. Mm-hmm. Right. And then she goes, let's check in. Right. Oh. And then as soon as she does, I'm like, okay. And then everything goes out the window because it's not a business meeting. Right. Like it's a therapy session. Mm-hmm. Oh, we lost Crystal. There she is.
Yeah.
But it's not a business meeting. It's a therapy session. Right. Like they're two totally different things. But because my, when we converse, we're in a business meeting and we're looking to accomplish goals and we're trying to set up. So I had to learn this isn't a business meeting, Kim, right? Which is a place I'm very comfortable, right? So I'm thinking, oh, I go in and I lead and I this and I that. But no, the minute we start breaking down how I'm feeling in this moment is when like everything comes back around and the binge eating and all of the things in my life, like all comes like to a head. But it's like you said, it's multifaceted. You know?
I understand too that sometimes people, like especially if they go through like their EAP, they have 5 sessions, and they want to get the most bang for their buck, and they're like, I don't want to talk about my childhood, you know?
Or it's
a financial decision, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, you have to go through it with the mindset of I am doing this to save my life, just like you would go to the hospital for life saving treatment, and you would do whatever you had to do to save your life. You have to look at it with the same level of intensity.
That's super interesting.
I would say to bring it back even further a step, for me in my journey, I was moving at the speed of light. Mm-hmm. I was avoiding my feelings and ever checking in with myself by like doing, make it happen, do this. And whenever there was a lapse, or like a feeling of loneliness or sorrow or sadness or stress, I just ate and kept moving.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
bring it tie it to the GLP-1. When I started taking Mounjaro, that was just suddenly taken away.
Right.
So there was this ability to slow down and pay attention to myself and listen to my body, tune into my feelings, and like, whoa, my mind was blown because I realized, oh, my life isn't where I want it to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just go, force, wrestle the life to the ground. And then when it all slowed down, I was like, wait a minute, like this, I'm not living in alignment with my values. I don't love myself. Like who knew? So I think that we have to first acknowledge that things could be better. Things can be better. And that it's worth going through. I just had a moment today with my therapist where I was like, I forget that transformation can be painful. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking like, oh, I'm going to fix it now and it'll be better every day.
Yeah.
Transformation is painful. And so if you have to be able to slow down and recognize that life can be better and that it's going to be worth the pain of change,
right,
to get where you want to be. And then you can think about the sacrifices that you might have to make to go to see a therapist or how you can find a therapist and all that. But I think acknowledging that by ourselves and with the coping mechanisms that we use from whenever we started, that it hasn't worked, it's not working, and it could be better with some help.
And that you are worth having that life.
Yes.
And you're worth it.
And you can trust yourself to take care of yourself how hard it gets.
Yes. Because what do we see Steve Harvey say? Sometimes he says, you have 100% success rate, right? Like no matter what you've done or how bad it's been, you've gotten up every day and you've gotten it done and you're here. Like 100%, that's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen to that all the time. Whenever it's like floating around, I'm like, you're right. It is true. Cause grit.
That's right.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been so great hanging out with you guys. I really appreciate it. I know our community is going to too. If I could definitely, if you could tell us like where to find you on socials, and of course I'll link it in the show notes so everybody knows where to find you. I think that'd be great.
Oh, yeah,
sure. And then any resources that you think that our community could leverage in whatever capacity, whenever they're ready, whenever they trust themselves, you can send that to me and I'll put it in the show notes as well. And then of course we're going to link Dr. Joy's, because you guys are on Spotify, right? For your podcast?
Yes. On all the places you listen to Spotify, Apple, Spotify, all the places you would listen to podcasts.
Awesome.
And it's called The Easy Way Out, WEIGH, with Dr. Joy Bracey, The Easy Way Out.
Clever.
Because that became such a central theme, right? Like battling this notion, there's no easy way to get out of obesity, period.
You have
to do the thing. Like at the end of the day, you do eat less and move more to lose
weight. Yeah, you do.
But mentally, how are you taking care of yourself? How are you white knuckling it, or are you embracing a new life? I mean, this is, you know, you do these episodes all the time. It's so important. And on social media, my self-love and inner critic healing and some weight loss content are at DrJoyBracey, Dr. Joy Bracey, on Instagram, TikTok, mostly Facebook too.
Yes. TikTok. Awesome. TikTok.
For me, you can find me on TikTok at Mended Living. My website is mendedkc.com, like Kansas City. I'm in the Kansas City area, and I could see you over telehealth for therapy in Kansas or Missouri, no matter where you live in those two states. And I also do life coaching worldwide.
Oh, that's great.
Wow, all the U.S. states?
Worldwide. Wherever you're on. Worldwide. Yes.
I also do coaching anywhere. The counseling has to be in the state of Louisiana.
Okay.
No matter what. But the life coaching, which is different, there's a distinction.
Interesting.
I
know there is
clients from everywhere for life coaching.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, I will include all those links for our lovely community. And you are a part of our lovely community. So we're so glad to have both of you here. Thank you so much for giving a voice to this and helping us get loud and hopefully change things.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Bye.
Change rooted in lasting evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today. Say goodbye to restrictive weight loss methods and hello to Iveem, the number one prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s curb cravings, stabilize blood sugar, increase energy, and balance A1C levels to regulate your body and kickstart your weight loss journey. Iveem is committed to making medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and customized because we believe that's how it should be. Sign up for free and get 20% off our accessibility programs. Introducing Peptide Vite. It's the first daily natural vitamin to help support a reduction in the major side effects of GLP-1s. Peptide Vite supports fatigue, nausea, GI side effects, and promotes better metabolism. It is third-party tested, made in the USA, in an FDA-certified facility. Peptide Vite is a game-changer all-in-one daily supplement. Pharmacist and physician formulated to be safe and effective. Use code PLUS20 for 20% off at zennutrients.com.
It's time for a change rooted in lasting, evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
You interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on the Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity, related diseases and disorders, and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to the Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.